Hey, it's Scotty. Thanks for checking out the podcast. It's kind of a place where I can throw all of my extra stuff. That's why it's called Little Bit Extra. And I got a lot of calls today from people that had some dumb injuries, so I want to play all those for you here. Some that aired and some that didn't get to go on the air, too. Enjoy. We're talking about how Thomas Rhett went fly fishing and he, well, caught himself. He got the hook stuck in, like, his calf. It's on US99.com. So I'm looking for somebody with a dumb injury. 312-946-4995. And Christine, you're in McHenry. You had a dumb injury, huh?
We were building a fort as kids and we tried to hold it together with a 10-pound metal weight and it dropped on my forehead.
Oh, my.
That right open.
You gotta work on your fort building skills. You can't put the weight at the top.
Plus, that's that one scream that all parents know where you try to let the kids play by themselves, but then you're like, oh, I gotta go check on this one. Adriana in Mundelein, dumb injury.
I used to play soccer, and I went to header the ball, and the girl was a lot shorter than I was. So she headed me right in my mouth, knocked out my two front teeth. I got rushed off the field. My parents, I don't know what they were thinking, but they stopped at a 7-Eleven and said, instead of taking me to emergency room, to put my teeth in milk, and yeah, it was able to save my teeth, so the dentist just put my teeth back in.
Oh my gosh. At that point, you're bleeding from your face and you think your parents are stopping out for a Slurpee and some Gardettos. Jeez. If you had a dumb injury, 312-946-4995 on US 99. Christine, you're in McHenry. You had a dumb injury?
Yeah, my husband was wakeboarding a couple months ago at a bachelor party and ripped his thumb off.
Ripped his thumb off? Did they find it? Was it in the water?
No, it was in the water. It was fish food for sure.
It's fish food for sure. And when it happens at a bachelor party, people are going to make up all kinds of stories of what happened. Lisa, you say you have a dumb injury?
I warmed up White Castle hamburger and pickle got a little higher than I expected. I bit into it and I burnt my lower lip on a pickle.
You know how I know you're a good time?
I told that story.
No, well, yes, but also because you warmed up a White Castle burger, you didn't just toss it when you're done with it. You're like, I'm definitely going to want to eat this later.
Oh, hell yeah. You got to warm them up later.
Anyone who's a good time doesn't waste a good slider.
Absolutely not.
That's my motto.
I was on a first date with my now fiance. We were starting a snowball fight. I slipped and fell and broke my foot in half.
Oh my God, in half? Why'd you have to add that? That made it sound even worse. And you got a second date out of it, huh?
I got it. Yes, we actually just got engaged on the 4th of July.
Congratulations.
Yes, 7 years. I have been chasing this boy since I was 9. And I was like 26. Finally went on a first date. It was mortified. And then he had to take me to the emergency room.
It's hard to chase somebody with a broken foot, too. So good thing you called him.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, Janine.
Thank you.
Tracy, you said you had a dumb injury from a workout.
And I wasn't even working out at the time. I went to move the bike to get into the closet, and one of the weights fell from the top of the bike, slammed on my toe, broke my toe two ways.
Oh, my God. It was you got a weird toe now?
Maybe a little. Not too bad, though.
Yeah, a little weird. That's fine. It's okay. Yeah, you're like, that's my 2020 toe.
Absolutely. That's the COVID toe right there.